We are joined on the phone by Larry Millard from the Washington County Master Gardeners. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Rick.
So beautiful morning out there once again. We were talking about this is almost a perfect summer day for both you and I.
Absolutely. I'm enjoying Carl's forecast for the next couple of days. It sounds like we're going to have some nice weather.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, we won't be overheating the gardens or anything like that. But
yeah, absolutely. That did provide just a little stress, those couple of 90-degree days, a little stress on the garden. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, well, let's first of all remind people about what it is that the Washington County Master Gardeners do, and then we'll get into today's topic.
Certainly. I'll read our vision to you this morning. And our vision is to be a modern, meaningful, and measurable extension program valued by volunteers, staff, and the communities we serve. So we really are a teaching program, and we like to teach many members within the community how to be good gardeners.
All right. And typically, in a typical year, which this, of course, isn't, you have all kinds of different ongoing community events and meetings and projects, but those are really not happening right now.
We do, and we're missing those. You know, just last week would have been the Washington County Fair, one of our biggest community interactions where we set up a beautiful garden and we have people come in and projects for the kids and all of that kind of thing, and it really helps to get our word out there, and people really enjoy that. So we miss that terribly. I did have a chance to get out there and participate in the food that they had, and I wandered over to our gardens, and there's a few volunteer sunflowers there and a few things happening, but not quite what we normally have there.
Sure, sure. Well, we talked a few months ago. We talked about when we were starting tomato. It seems like not that long ago we were talking about starting tomato plants and pepper plants inside, and then they've been outside, and now we're ready to start reaping some of the fruits of our labors, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the summer harvest begins. We did spend a lot of time, a lot of work, hard work, sowing and weeding and trimming and watering and fertilizing and getting everybody ready. And now, yeah, it's time.
Yes.
I enjoy actually getting out there and just, snacking in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry tomatoes, beans. I call it tiptoeing through the garden. And now it's quite a jungle out there, as I say, also. But,
absolutely.
With that weather, you know, that heat and that additional water. I mean, we've had, I think, over 6 inches of rain in the last couple of weeks. So everything is doing very well.
Yeah. I planted something called a baby boomer tomato plant this year.
Okay.
And are you familiar with that at all?
I'm not familiar with that variety.
What it is, basically, is it just keeps blooming, keeps growing, and you get these tomatoes that are about the size of a marble.
Oh, beautiful.
They're not very big, but they are very tasty, and I've probably had, the thing just keeps regrowing new fruit on it. And,
nice.
And they came early, so, and that's one of those, I don't think they ever get back into the house to end up in anything. I think they end up in me before they get in the door. So
it's beautiful to have a plant like that. I do the same with my sugar snap peas. I might have a couple that I'll take to work for lunch, snack in the afternoon, but otherwise, yeah, they never make it in the house. It's just pull a few off and munch them down while I'm walking through the garden.
Right, right. And for right now, makings of fresh salads available.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, tomatoes are happening. Peppers are ripening. Any lettuces might be suffering a little bit with the heat, but I still have some lettuce going. So you have the fixings for a perfect salad. I also harvested my garlic.
Okay.
Within the last couple of weeks as well.
All right. So you can make all kinds of fun stuff.
Absolutely. I will be making a pico to take to work on Saturday for all of my coworkers to snack on. Now that I have my tomatoes, my peppers, I don't grow onions. I'll have to go to the market and get some. But my garlic and cilantro are all ready to go. So Saturday morning, I'll get up a little bit early, make that salsa or fresh salsa and bring it to work, and everybody will be in love.
Sure, sure. And again, no double dipping. Just remind me.
Well, yeah, it'll be hard.
Yeah. But also, we're getting to the point where home preserving, canning is going to be happening before too long.
Yep. I just went out this morning and grabbed a couple more cucumbers pickling cucumbers. So I'll be ready, as are others, as I've seen postings online that the pickling has begun. And the salsa as well is going to be another one. I make a lot of salsa. I grow a lot of tomatoes and a lot of peppers. And I'll make a couple of versions of that in the next couple of weeks, as will a lot of other folks. Dilly beans is one I haven't done, but I've seen a lot of people posting online to be doing that as well.
Okay.
And that's the pickling side. Now, obviously, you can preserve by freezing, by drying your fruit with a dehydrator. There's many different ways to preserve that fruit so that when winter comes and the weather has changed, we can continue to enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Right, right. I should update you on my pepper plants.
Yeah. How are they doing?
Well, the one that was broken over that I put back in the soil along with the stuff that you brought me, and then the rabbit got it.
Oh, geez.
But I rebraced it and so on, and it has actually come back.
Nice.
So I may actually get some peppers off it. They're going to be late.
Sure.
But I may actually get some peppers off it. The other two that I have, one of them, the rabbit got to again, but then I put up some fence and got smart about it. And that one actually also came back, even though the rabbit had pretty much taken all the leaves, but about three. The rabbit didn't get to the other one that I have. I have one that's I think they call it a heatless jalapeno.
Okay.
So it's and those are about ready. I've got five or six peppers on there that are, 4 or 5 inches long. So,
perfect.
So those that's the pepper story. I've got tomatoes all over the place that are happily ripening. I've got, I planted one cucumber plant and it has kind of gone crazy and kind of taken over the lower level of the garden box.
Sure.
And so I don't have cucumbers that are anywhere near ready yet. Now I've got a question for you though.
Certainly.
For some variety in there, I put in a lavender, peppermint, and Absolutely. Spearmint.
Okay.
And the spearmint plant is doing the best of them all. It's probably a foot tall. What do I do with spearmint?
Well, you certainly could use it for in your home as a nice smell into a cachet of sorts. Dry it a bit and put it into a little bag. You also would use it in the garden as a pollinator. Those three that you mentioned will also help to attract the pollinators.
Ah, okay.
It's a very good choice to have them in there.
Ah, so maybe
I'm glad to hear about your peppers and tomatoes. Now, peppers are very resilient, so let them keep them going. They'll grow. They'll go well into October and perhaps even November until you get a hard frost. They'll continue to go. Tomatoes are a little more finicky, but the right. peppers will last a good long while. It sounds like you have the fixings of a nice fresh pico. A little bit less heat than I prefer with the heatless jalapenos, mm-hmm. but it should be tasty just the same.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I think I'm going to try doing some refrigerator pickles this year, how many cucumbers I end up with.
Yeah, and I was going to mention too about your cucumber plant. If it's kind of taking over the floor, as you mentioned, of your bed, you might try to grow them up next year. If you can get a trellis, build a trellis, use something like a cattle panel, or some way and affix it to the side of your bed, and you can get that cucumber to grow up. It's wonderful. Hmm. It takes much less space in your bed, The cucumbers love to grow that way. And it looks really cool, and your cucumbers kind of hang down, and it's a great way to grow them.
Interesting. I'll have to contemplate that for next year. What happened is the lilies that I had, you know, after they did their bloom and then lost their leaves like they typically do, the cucumbers kind of started using those as their own little trellis.
Nice.
So it's all kind of a cooperative effort, I think, in the garden box.
Absolutely.
So, again, people need to keep paying attention. They'll keep plugging away because we've still got, as you mentioned, quite a while yet while things will still be producing.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, right. You know, continue to water, fertilize, cut back on the nitrogen a little bit because by this time your plant should have plenty of green, and we really want them to focus on fruit production. That will help them to do that. As far as our flowers go, you know, our spring perennials are pretty much done. They've lost their flowers, as you had just mentioned. But it's nice to have some summer annuals in there, sort of mixed in so that we can replace that color, continue to attract the pollinators and all of that, you know, that they provide.
That was the other thing that I have. I put some petunias in there as well, some nice red petunias.
Yep, keeps the color going, keeps the pollinators coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what about fertilizing at this point?
Yeah, so a lot of us will purchase our flowers and such from a local nursery. And what they're going to do is just before you buy them, they're going to load them up and have them look as good as they possibly can. So they're going to be well fertilized. Over the course of the watering and the growth and everything else, those initial fertilizers are going to start to deplete. So it would be a good idea to give them a little bit of a boost to get them going at this time of year.
Okay. All right. And, well, can you believe that the month of July is almost done?
No, I can't believe it. This year has kind of flown by.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's going to be hot. We're going to get those lazy, hazy days of summer, which we had sort of last week. But everything starts to show the effects of that heat and the limited water supply. As Carl mentioned a bit ago, we're probably not going to get rain now till Sunday, and you know, that's even questionable. So you're going to have high disease right now. You're going to start to notice some yellowing of leaves, things of that nature. Be sure to keep things clean. Remove those leaves. Dispose of them. Don't put them in your compost pile. You know, if you've got some yellowing, disease-looking leaves, I would suggest keeping them out of the compost. But keep up with it. Keep it clean. You'll keep the disease to a minimum.
All right. And have you had, I'm guessing you're keeping the kids involved too.
Absolutely. We've got Sawyer here. We've got his pumpkin growing. My wife takes and scars his name in the pumpkin. So as it grows, that name kind of enlarges, and he'll use that for his pumpkin come Halloween.
Okay.
And even the veggies. Now, I couldn't get him to get interested into those sugar snap peas. He said, I don't like grass. Well, it's sugar snap peas, my friend, and maybe next year you'll enjoy them.
There we go. There we go. All right. Well, Larry, yeah, let's go ahead and give him the information on who to contact if they do have some information or questions about gardening at this point, and where should they go? What should they do?
Certainly, as we all plan to open in September, we'll be out there at the farmer's market. We'll be able to answer some of your questions then. But for now, let's call the Plant Health Advisor. That's at the Washington County Executive Extension Office. That number is 262-335-4477.
All right. And again, I want to thank you for your time this morning and some good advice. And we're going to have a bounty, I think. I think this heat did a lot of good for a lot of gardens.
It certainly did. And I was happy to talk with you. Happy to hear how your garden is going. And we'll talk about that again as we do chat on Facebook.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.
Larry Millard from the Washington County Master Gardeners.